The Prince and the Pekingese by Barbara Cartland. Read by Christian Rotzka. Chapter 1, 1902. The Queen, looking very beautiful, was wearing a grey gown, the bodice decorated with diamond star brooches, graduated in size. These are among her favourite jewels. Angelina's voice died away as she realised her grandmother, to whom she was reading, was almost asleep. However, it would have been a mistake to leave the room until she was ordered to do so. Accordingly, she put out her foot and pushed Tai-Tai, the white Pekingese that was lying at her feet, in a manner which made him snort indignantly. Her grandmother awoke immediately.
"What is the matter with Tai-Tai?"
she asked.
"Does he want to go out?"
"I think so, Grandmama."
"Then take him. Take him at once,"
Lady Medwin ordered.
"You know he ought to have a run every 4 hours."
It was not quite 2 hours since Tai-Tai had been taken into the garden of Belgrave Square, but Angelina did not say so. Instead, she said, "Very well, Grandmama, I will take Tai-Tai into the garden, and I hope you will be able to sleep."
"I doubt if I shall do that,"
Lady Medwin said with dignity. Nevertheless, before Angelina had reached the bedroom door, Lady Medwin's eyes were closed, and Angelina knew that her afternoon nap was likely to last for at least half an hour. Free, for a moment, from the obligations which took up a great deal of her time, she ran up to her own bedroom on the second floor and put on a straw hat trimmed with flowers.